We are holding in Siman Tov Mem Beis, and we are now learning Sif Dalid. In Sif Dalid, we're going to discuss a certain Tarevis Chametz, which we have already mentioned in Sif Aleph, and that is Taryaka. Taryaka is a medicine. It consists of in small pieces of crumbs and snake skins. So what's the din? Something which has a tarevis of chametz, it is not considered food. It is at least not considered food by most people, although one who is very sick may need to eat it. For example, kagoin hatayaka, the kayoitzibu. Afal pisha mutu the kaimo, it is mutu the kaimo. In other words, there is no iser bal yura, and you're allowed to own it on Pesach, because, as we said, there's only a small amount of chametz here, which is essentially bottle, and the chametz is completely inedible. So therefore, unlike other certain tarevis chametz, which are edible, this tarevis chametz has no din bayira and can be kept on Pesach. However, is also lo ochlo arachar Pesach. It cannot be eaten on Pesach. For afal pisha ein boi min hachametz ala kol shuhu, it only has a small amount of chametz. Harei ze osur la'ochlo. It nevertheless cannot be eaten on Pesach. So the question is, why not? Why can't this be eaten on Pesach? Why don't we say that it's completely bottled before Pesach and there's no problem? So to understand the answer, we have to understand two important concepts in Tarevis Chometz. That is, the concept of Choyzer V'Neyar and the concept of Achshavei. So let's start with Choyzer V'Neyar. We are all familiar with the concept of bittul. That if a piece of iser gets mixed up with heter, and to the point where it cannot be recognized, we say that the iser is bottle beroiv. For example, if you have three pieces of identical meat, two pieces are kosher and one is not. So the halacha is that we say the roiv. The Din Roiv says that all three pieces are considered heter. The majority defines the Din label put on this meat. This is called Bittul of Yavish B'Yavish. Three separate dry pieces mixed together. Now, in a similar way, another type of Bittul would be if one would drop a little bit of milk into a pot of soup. So here, the din bittul in this case would be dependent on another factor. And that is that if the milk can be tasted in the soup, which would mean that there is less than shishim of soup neged the milk, so we would therefore say the tam ki ikar, that we can taste the milk, and the soup is also. However, if the amount of soup is 60 times greater or more than the milk, and therefore the taste of the milk is non-existent, so we would therefore say that the milk is bittul b'shishim. That involved an example of bittul of lach b'lach, which is two things are completely mixed together as one absolute mixture, and if we have shishim against the Isser, then there is no Isser. The Isser is completely bottle. Now, these concepts are true in Basar B'Cholav or other Isserim. However, when it comes to Chometz, we say that on Pesach, there is no principle of Bittul. And that even the smallest amount of Chometz will not be bottle. That is when chametz gets mixed into something on Pesach. However, if there is a tarevis of chametz before Pesach, a piece of chametz falls into something before Pesach, in that case, so we can consider the chametz bottle, and it can be eaten. Now, when can it be eaten? It can be eaten certainly on Erev Pesach, even though it's after the Zman Yisr, we still allow bittul. However, so on Pesach itself, we say the chametz is choyzer v'neir. The chametz, which was bottle, comes back to life, and the food becomes osur. So that's what we refer to as choizer v'neir. So therefore, the tayaka here, which, as we said, has in it tiny pieces of chametz. So even though the chametz is bottled b'shishim, and it's bottled before Pesach. But on Pesach, we say that the chametz is still there, the pieces of chametz are still there, and it is choizer v'neir, and is therefore the tayaka is also to eat on Pesach. There is another difficulty in understanding tayaka, because even if we'll say that the chametz is choizer v'neir, but still, when the chametz becomes non-edible in a tayrovis, so even if we do say choizer v'neir, the halacha should be that the chametz is not considered, it's not considered food at all. It is not chametz. So why can't you eat this tariyaka? To that, the Mishnah Berurah answers that it's still usher to eat. This is because of the concept of achshavei, which means that although it may not be considered food by most people, but since you are going ahead and eating it, you are considering it to be food by going ahead and eating it, and therefore becomes usher to eat. Therefore, the din of tayaka is that although it may be kept on Pesach, it is usher to eat, but it is mutter to benefit from it. It is considered mutter b'hanlo. However, the Ramah brings ulkamon in simitov mem zayin sif dalid b'hago yizboyer diyesh cholkim umatirim in his battle koinim a Pesach v'hochi kaimelon. The Ramah says that the halacha is not like it we learned in the Mechaver, and that once the chametz is bottled before Pesach, it's bottled b'shishim before Pesach, we do not say choizer v'neir. And once it's bottled, it always remains bottled. The Ramah says that's the halacha, and he seems to disagree with the concept of choizer v'neir. The Mishnah Berurah has great difficulty understanding the Ramah, because, as we mentioned earlier, there are two types of tarayvus chametz. One is called yavish b'yavish. That was the example we gave before. We have three pieces of meat. And one is not kosher, then the not kosher is bottle in the roiv of the kosher. The other case is where the iser is completely mixed together with the heter, and is completely bottle. That's a tarayvus of lach b'lach. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that what we see later on in Siman Tov Mem Zayin, which the Ramah sends us to, that we are makel in a case, we do not say that the chametz is choizer neir, that is only in a tarovis of lach balach. But in a tarovis of yavish b'yavish, which means that any type of tarovis, the mixture is not absolute. We may not recognize them, but there are still pieces of chametz floating around. Pieces of chametz which are essentially yavash. The halacha is in that case we do say that the chametz is choizer v'neir. That is the halacha which is paskin in Tuflim Zayim. And so therefore, this case of taryaka, in which has actual pieces of chametz inside of it, the Mishnah Berurah says that we should really say that according to everyone, at least according to the halacha, the chametz is choizer v'neir. The Mishnah Berurah remains in a tzarach iyun on the Ramah. We now continue on to Sif Hey. Sheikhar Sha'oisim Michitim Sa'orin. It's a beer made out of either wheat or barley. Chayovim Levaroi. The halacha is, it must be disposed of on Pesach. It is considered a teroivis, and as we already learned in Sif Aleph, as long as there is tam of chametz, and this tarovis, it is considered chametz mideraisa, and therefore cannot be eaten on Pesach. And if there is a kezayis, b'chdei achilas pras, the halacha is that eating it would also constitute a chiv kares. We continue. V'chein im hemin gvinos. So too, if one makes cheese, bechala with vinegar, mishechar sa'oyer mechitim, with either barley or wheat-based vinegar, the halacha is chayiv levar. They also must be disposed of. Now, in the case of the cheese, which is based, which has a chametz base. Now, the chametz itself is really not something which is be'en. It is something which is not nikur in any way. There are no actual pieces of chametz here. It's completely mixed together with the cheese and not recognizable at all. So here, we would think that the halacha would be that we would say it's batul b'shishim. There is no actual taste of the sheikha. So what's the problem? So here we are introduced to another concept in Tarovis Chametz, and that is that since the sheikha, which is chametz made out of barley, is used as the base for this cheese. It is the catalyst in making the cheese. The halacha therefore considers this to be a maimid. It is the basis of the cheese, and therefore the halacha says two things. Number one, it is not batel. A maimid is never batel. Number two, the maimid is always considered as though it was be'en. In other words, it's as though we view it in halacha as that there's actual pieces of barley sitting in this cheese. And therefore, the cheese is aser. That's the din of Venus. Now, based on this, the Mishnah Brura brings other ramifications of this concept. And he extends. Now, there was once a very common beverage called med. Med is a type of liquor which is made of honey. Now, if this med was fermented by using sediments which apparently have already developed yeast from the honey, which is a fermented honey in which was originally fermented by using a barley yeast, a chametz based yeast. Right. So the original yeast in making the honey was chametz based. We now take the second base of chametz, the honey, and we take that out, which is also now fermented, and we're now going to use that to ferment a third tarovis of med. The halacha is that since the barley, the original barley used as a maimid in the honey, is chametz, which is also it's a davar ha-maimid, and therefore is considered. Therefore, the honey is considered to have chametz in it be'en. So now, even though the honey is being used in a new batch of med, the med is considered chametz. And this goes on regardless of how many times it is removed from the original barley. That once there's considered to be the once you have a maimid in something, and it is although there is a piece of chametz in there, so that will continue going on and on and on, as though no matter how many times it is removed, we will always view it as though there is a piece of chametz. The halacha therefore is that this med will be usur even to be used on Achron Shel Pesach, on the 8th day of Pesach. That is the case of med in which it originates from a chametz based yeast. However, if the issue with the med is not a maimed issue, it is simply that, let's say, the med was cooked in chametz dikke pats. The pot was most probably not a ben yomim pot. It was not a pot which had chametz used in it on that day. Therefore, one can assume that the chametz, any chametz that was in the pot, was bottled into the med, and since it was bottled before Pesach, so we can at least rely on that heter to drink the med on the 8th day of Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah also parenthetically points out, and this goes going back to the original din of med, that when the med is based on a chametz agent alone, that din is only when it's based on a chametz agent by itself. In other words, as we said in the case there, that the original agent used in fermentation is chametz. However, if the case was that it was a combination of a chametz and a non-chametz agent in fermenting the original batch of honey, In that case, that is called zever zagarim. There are two different ingredients used in creating the chametz, in being maimit, in creating the original fermentation of the honey. And therefore, that is not that's not really considered a maimit. That's zever zagarim. And in that case, we can say that the chametz would be batal b'shishim. Now, that which the Mechaber paskins, that gvinos require beer. Right? As we said, that the gvinos are also, they cannot be eaten on Pesach, and not only are they also to eat, they must be removed on Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that is only a din midrabbanan. And therefore, the nafka mina is, since there is no bayirah midaraisa, so bidyevet, if, for whatever reason, it was not disposed of before Pesach, and the loss of this med would amount to a hefsim meruba, so there is a mokrim to be matter the med. Now that is based on one other condition, and that is that again, as we said, the med itself is not really chametz. It contains though a maimid which is chametz. As long as at least no benefit is enjoyed from the actual maimed itself, the med can be used. So how do you go about that? So the way we do that is we are poida, we actually redeem that benefit we are taking from the maimed, and we take the value of the maimed that is used to make the med, and we take the monetary equivalent and we toss it in the ocean. And or dispose of it in some way, and therefore we say we're not really being nene from the actual maimid of the med itself. There's a similar principle applied to a case of cheese in which whiskey, the Mishnah Berurah says yain sraf, was added to the cheese to enhance the taste. Since anything which contributes to the taste, we say something which is not bottle, something which is milsa David le'taime is not bottle. So, and that's at least on a midrabbanan level. The halacha is similar that we said by the med that it must be disposed of on Pesach. However, that again the same principle applies that b'di'evin, if it was not done, so then we can't be matter. Makam have some meruba by taking the value of the hana of the whiskey and throwing that value into the sea, into the Yam HaMelech, to somewhere it will completely be disposed of.